Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Welcome, everybody, to the Carolina Outdoors. Here we are again, kicking off the weekend, anyway, via the airwaves of WBT. We are glad you were joining us that way. But also, welcome all of the podcast listeners out there who are listening, whether they found us via the website jessebrowns.com, or maybe you're a subscriber wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review this program so other people can join in and listen along as well. I'm Bill Barty, sitting along Mr. Christopher Lawing.
Hello, hello. I'm glad to be back.
It's great to have you back. Just to let everybody know, Don Yeager is out there fishing this time of year, of course. His guiding and educating anglers out there, especially in the sport of fly fishing, picks up a ton, but we are very glad that we have Christopher, of course, founder and director of the Charlotte Science Project, author of Charlotte Signs of the Times, as well as hanging your hat over at Jesse Browns as one of the outdoor guys and an outfitter extraordinaire. We're always glad to have your outdoor perspective join in on the program when Don cannot make it.
Well, thank you. Yes, he is on assignment and loving every minute of it, I am sure. And he will be bringing back some fishing stories, maybe some true, maybe some not so true, back to this show maybe next week.
Maybe. Who knows?
We don't know.
There may be some fishing stories in this week's episodes as well, because later on in the program, Christopher, I did have a chance to jaunt out into our Carolina outdoors, and I'll tell you about fishing a certain area of North Carolina and why it's special in regards to promoting recreational fishing, that is, and maybe how that program has developed here in North Carolina over the past 20, 25 years, something called the Delayed Harvest Program. We talk about it frequently and oftentimes here on the Carolina Outdoors. But before we get into all of that, and we have an exciting couple of other segments as well, we're going to talk about A Whimsical World with Drew Allison. And find out what that's all about. Maybe we can circle back around. Did you ever play with dolls or have puppets, Christopher, as a child growing up? Anything like that?
Well, I didn't play with dolls, but I did play with puppets. My mom actually made some for our church's vacation Bible school one year. I had a Chip and Dale puppet set that my grandparents gave me. So, oh yeah, I can go into some ventriloquist-like voices and really, really put on a show. So I'll look forward to this one.
Hey, well, listen, I had a. Let's see if you even know who this is. Speaking of ventriloquism, Emmett Kelly.
That name's very familiar.
It's old school.
Yeah.
I had an Emmett Kelly doll, which is a doll that sits on the knee, kind of a sad faced clown, but it's from way back. I don't know. 80 years ago, our listeners who are listening who know who Emmett Kelly is are probably going, no, it's not that, but we'll correct it along the way.
Did he have big ears?
No.
No, okay.
I don't think so. But anyway, I had an Emmett Kelly, so I would always try to do ventriloquism, throw my voice, do that sort of thing, never worked out, speak without moving my lips. Oh, but anyway, that is what Drew Allison does. He is with Gray Seal Puppets. That's his business, and puppetry has kind of evolved through the decades, and we're going to find out its impact on him. He's also an avid outdoorsman as well, but we're going to find out that he's part of our Storytellers Night at Jesse Browns on May 16th. That's a Thursday night. Everyone is invited, where we have neighbors come in and tell their adventures or maybe significant life moment. Christopher Lawing was one of those. He's an alum of Storytellers Night at Jesse Browns with his story Signs of the Time. But we're going to talk to Drew Allison this week about A Whimsical World. Also, we're going to find out about something that was really a different form of education way back when it started, that is. It is now gaining in popularity and being used by corporate groups, educational groups, and all kinds of groups in teaching, not just teaching leadership, but also teaching goals and objectives and acquiring them and testing comforts and discomforts that people have in their lives. It's Outward Bound, and we have one of the largest schools in the world located right here in North Carolina. We're going to bring them on to talk about the benefits of this experiential education and how it's being used these days and who it's being used on. The answers may surprise you as we bring on Mr. Gordon Grant, Education Director of the North Carolina Outward Bound School, again, located right here in North Carolina. But without further ado, Christopher, we need to talk about a little something going on here in our area. The Quail Hollow Country Club has kicked off the Wells Fargo tournament out there. Do you have any insights from that South Charlotte institution and event that's going on this weekend?
You know, we actually both do, because that's just in our backyard, Charlotte's literal backyard, but also Jesse Brown's immediate backyard. We are, of course, over in the Sharon Corners area, South Park, and we see buses. We have seen this week buses coming by repeatedly, taking people to and from the tournament. And I think a number of celebrities have been spotted out there already, and so it's been fun to follow that. I think the golfing's good as well, but anyways, I know, Bill, that we have a family friend who is actually the director or in charge of the merchandise tent out there at the golf tournament, and the logistics that go into just that tent as well as the tournament overall are just mind-boggling. Just the planning that goes into this tournament, what they have to plan for, different situations, and I think it's quite a fun time to be in charge of that tent, but it's also a tiring job too. So it's a tournament that I don't know if I'll get out there this year, but it's a fun one to go to.
Well, and just to let everybody know, the Quail Hollow Club, where this is held, is the golf course first opened June 3rd, 1961. The first founders meeting was 1959. So by 61, they had it open. A club that was really started by several prominent families in the Charlotte area. Some say because of crowding at the other country clubs.
Really?
Charlotte Country Club, it was hard to get maybe a tee time for several of these people. Myers Park Country Club, maybe busy and hard to get a tee time. So anyway, that's where the Quail Hollow Club was first kind of begun as an idea. The first meeting of the founders was in 1959. From 69 to 79, this was the host club of the Kemper Open, as well as, of course, the PGA just came here in the PGA Championship in 2017, which is when the tournament was not held in May because of preparing the course for that. It's had several modifications to the golf course. It was designed by George Cobb, but then modified by Arnold Palmer back in 1986. You kind of heard of him, haven't you?
Yeah, he's a sweet tea and unsweet tea.
That's right. And a redesign by Tom Fazio in 1997. So anyway, it's a beautiful place to be. If you do get down there in that part of Charlotte, as Christopher said, that is our part of Charlotte, where Jesse Brown's is headquartered and located there in the Sharon Corners Shopping Center, really just up Sharon Road, away from the country club there. So if you know where the South Park Mall is, we're right across the street from the South Park Mall. Jesse Brown's, an outdoor specialty store. And some would call us the upstairs outdoor store because we are located an elevator ride or a quick staircase jaunt up into the Sharon Corners Shopping Center, where we have 7,000 square feet of wonderful outdoor space for you to come in, outfit for your adventure. Maybe you need camp chairs to enjoy the golf tournament. Maybe you need some hydration, sun protection, all of those sorts of things. We have them there at Jesse Brown's. Christopher, we've got a busy program because it's busy in the Carolinas for all of the outdoor pursuits that we have. We kind of glanced off of fishing as we prepare to talk to our upcoming guests, but when we come back, we can talk a little bit about Hiking in the Carolinas is wonderful. The beaches are kind of waking up. Spring break is beyond, but you know the colleges and other schools are prepared to let out, and young people are going to be everywhere. He's Christopher Lawing. I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.